Happy Wednesday, everybody. We've made it halfway through the week, and we're thankful for you joining us again today. I'm Caleb White with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week on putting away childish things. We finish up on putting away childish things after out of 1 Corinthians 13:11. We've talked so far about some of the childish things that we should put away from our lives as adults and Christians. Those are being a gossip or being a tattletale. We just need to stay out of everybody's business and telling things that we ought not to tell. Desiring of attention, wanting it all to be about me when it's not, when we don't need it to be about us. We need it to be about the Lord's will. We talked about being envious and jealous of others, of fellow Christians, and how we need to put those out of our, put that stuff out of our lives. The crave for amusement, we talked about that yesterday, and we also talked about wanting to play all the time. How we need to just, there's times where we can play, and there's times where we need to be serious about the Lord's work. We continue with two more things of childish things that we need to put away today. One of those being fussy. And you may think to yourself, now, how does being fussy have anything to do with being a Christian? Well, when you think about fussy, you think about a baby, probably. You probably think about a baby getting fussy and just needing a nap, or a toddler or a small child pitching a fit. And they're just fussy, and it drives you insane. Well, we as adults can be fussy too. We tend to whine and we complain, and we just can't keep peace and be peaceable about the anything in our lives. You know, when you think about a kid and they're just pitching a fit and constantly bickering and fussing and complaining, and all you just as a parent, all you want is just a little bit of peace. And that's, as Christians, that's what we need to do. We need to quit being fussy. When you look in Matthew chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, and blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." So rather than whining and complaining about the things that we have going on in our lives, let's be peacemakers. Let's give our cares to God, and rather than letting them be out all over the place just complaining. Another thing that we need to put away that's childish would be having a short attention span, especially during work. When I think about short attention spans, I think about myself and maybe my brother from time to time, where we would be helping our dad. We'd be working on a task, and you know, it didn't take much for us to, you know, the clouds start passing by, and for us to just start looking up into the clouds, or a bug starts flying around, and then our attention span just wouldn't hold, and Daddy would always have to get on to us about those things. We wouldn't be able to focus on the task at hand. We had a hard time staying focused. So that's one thing as Christians that we need to put away in our lives. We don't need to have that short attention span when it comes to doing the work of the Lord. When you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 58, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." Notice that it says, always abounding in the work of the Lord, being steadfast, being immovable, being focused. We need to be focused as Christians. We can't have that short attention span during our spiritual work and our journey towards heaven. Also, in chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians, in verse 13, it says to be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. So we always need to be on the alert as Christians. We can't have that short attention span, because as soon as we have that short attention span, the devil's going to jump in and grab a hold of us, and we're going to fall into temptation and into sin. And we just can't let that happen. The rest of the week, we're going to be looking at, when we think about our children, we're going to look at some of the things that make us proud as parents, and things that they do that we should never put away as Christians. There's things that our kids do that the Bible talks about being great things for us to have as adults. And we'll look at that for the rest of the week. That's all the time that we have for today. I want to thank you for your time. If you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible class, and at 10:20 for regular worship, and then 5 p.m. for our evening worship services. And we're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, and we'd love to have you. Again, thank you for your time, and I hope everyone has a great day.